Thank you, everybody. Sounds all clear. Thank you, everybody. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Hari Om. Is it clear? That's clear. Everybody? Thank you, all of you, for a very warm welcome to Atlanta. We'll start with a short invocation of Guru, Lord, and Bhakta Hanuman. All of you are familiar with Hanuman Chalisa. We'll start with the first two invocation dohas. Shri Guru Charan Saroj Raj Nija Mana Mukura Sudhari Bharanau Raghuvara Vimala Jasu Jodayak Falachari Buddhihina Tanu Janike Sumiro Pavan Kumar Balabuddhi Vidya Dehu Mohi Harahu Kalesa Vikar Siyavar Ramachandra Ki Jai Pavanasuta Hanuman Ki Jai Umapati Mahadev Ki Jai Bolo Bhai Sab Santan Ki Jai. The purpose of human life is to discover our oneness with the infinite. And as human beings, we can never settle for anything less. That's why we are always striving for more, 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 more. Is it not? But more and more of anything finite can never be infinite. Our rishis, saints, sages, who discovered their infinite nature, tried to lift as many people in their lives to this truth, reality within us. It's like a king living like a beggar. It's like the Lord living like a man. That has been the main purpose. In the Upanishads, what we call as Vedanta, direct inquiry is given to discover your infinite nature. Yet to prepare for that height of intelligence, one requires a lot of preparation. Our rishis found many, many different methods of communicating this knowledge. But the main obstacle in our life is our own mind. Physical body is there, but this mind, which executes our action through the body, which follows the instruction of the intellect, and even when the intellect gets the knowledge that there is something higher, a more compelling truth about oneself, yet it is this monkey mind of ours that distracts us even from our material goals. You know, one soccer match and studies are given up. Is it not? Thank God today is Sunday. One Saturday and one party. See how? We will give up anything for those enjoyment. That's how our mind is. And the description of the mind given, even by a person of such concentration like Arjuna, is that it might be easier to control a storm, which is still today impossible. Is it not? Have you tried? With all our technology, with all our pride of warfare, even in this country, one Katrina has to come and see what happens. I mean Hurricane Katrina. I have no doubt the other one comes, so I know what's going to happen. Arjuna, such a man of, or even as a youngster, was such a focused person, says to Krishna, that is impossible. And our mind is not just like a monkey. And like any monkey, it cannot stay in one branch at a time. It'll jump from branch to branch and branch in just few seconds. And if even for some seconds it is on one branch, restless. And some of us will think that our minds is not only like a monkey, it's like a monkey who has been stung by bees, whose tail is on fire, and who has eaten datura, afim. That is the condition of our mind. To keep it steady even on our material goals is so difficult. And until and unless this equipment of ours is under our mastery, greater achievements is not possible. And infinite is the potential that is there in each one of us. And whenever anybody asks me, Swamiji, speak about success, I say, I have learned it from a monkey. In our epics, we find this most amazing monkey. We call it monkey, we'll see it later on. Most amazing monkey, who whatever project was given to him, whatever endeavor he embarked upon, he not only made it excellent, he did not even perform with excellence, he exceeded excellence. Can a restless monkey achieve this one? Such greatness, such might, that a monkey becomes worshipable even more than his master, Lord Ram. Isn't there something that we can learn? And really speaking, our mind, being a monkey, can follow a monkey only, no? Can have faith in a monkey only. And we have to have that faith that our monkey mind can achieve. Because if Hanuman can achieve, I can also achieve. So different methods of teaching have been employed by our rishis. And one is through characters that are vividly pointed out to us, on whom when we worship, admire, or when we hold up to them as heroes in our life, what we consider as hero or heroine in our life, we naturally imitate. It's natural. And after all, our ancestors were apes. Today, every youngster will want, if one of these hip-hop dancers or these fellows wear the cap this way, everybody wears the cap this way. They don't know why, but they do it because they are doing it. Whatever fashions are there in your film heroines, everybody copies it. And they go to parties with those mini skirt, but they don't have legs like them. But they copy. See how it happens? To have an ideal that we can hold on to, and therefore our Puranic stories, our epics, give us such heroes that we can hold on to. In Alfretta, we were talking on the Gayatri Mantra, and it is the quintessence of the Vedas. Even to understand the depth meaning of it is so difficult. And it is that mantra which says, Dhiyo Yona Prachodayat. That with that mantra, we not only master our mind, but brighten our intellect to make it capable to even discover the infinite. Can you imagine? And it is so difficult to understand the philosophy of it. But what sages like Valmiki, Vedvyasa have done is not only given us vivid heroes that we can admire, imitate, copy, and be inspired by and develop within ourselves their qualities. However, very few people know the secret of these Puranic stories, these epic. We are too busy as Indians going on saying, I think this is myth. Go to your Columbia University, go to Oxford, go to the universities, even in America, they look at Indians and say, you are, I can't repeat it, but they add a B to fool. I've been told in Columbia University that you Indians do not know what heritage you have. He didn't have to tell me, I know. But some of the best speakers of the country were there and they were saying that what knowledge is not there even in the books like the Ramayana and the Mahabharata. Our Mahabharata, it is said that if it is not in the Mahabharata, that knowledge does not, or that thing does not exist. When people used to ask Gurudev, the British played this mischief with us by calling this literature of ours mythology. They gave a fancy name. We kept on copying till we learned English and realized that mythology is myth. And today, it's the Westerners who understand the secret of these wonderful epics. And we live still in the slavery, intellectual slavery of our invaders who brainwashed us and told this is myth. Gurudev used to say, this is not mythology. This is mysticism at its height. Today, thanks to some modern psychologists, that we are beginning to understand the power of such enchanting story and visualization on the mind. I will not go too much into the psychology of it. But these wonderful stories of the Puranas are not just to inspire us, not just to develop some faith, or even the essential devotion. In fact, they are the highest form of meditation. When I had started speaking on Hanuman Chalisa, and it had become so famous that you didn't even have to publicize. You just announced in the town that Hanuman Chalisa is being spoken about. Whether I had it in someone's house, the session, nobody bothered about invitation. People would barge in. Even here I was told to speak on Hanuman Chalisa, by the way. Having spoken many times on Hanuman Chalisa, the fascination of this wonderful character, Hanumanji, is such. You come to our Chinmay International Residential School, even those children who will say, you know, I don't believe in God, they will go to Hanuman Temple for sure. What charm, what fascination has this character got on the minds of people that there are more temples of Hanumanji than of any other deity in the world. That is the beauty of this Hanuman. So when I was speaking on Hanuman Chalisa, and I took it as the secret of success, because everything that Hanumanji did, he made it successful. People wanted to hear it again and again and again, that even my guru keeps on saying, how many times will you speak on Hanuman Chalisa? And how long are you going to speak? He taught me in 2-hour session. I speak for 10 days and the next camp, which I'm looking forward for the youth, is going to be 21 sessions and I know it's going to be short. Such is the glory of Hanumanji and the inspiration that he invokes in people's minds. that people would flock and people would want to listen to it again and again. And I said, I can't keep on speaking to the same people Hanuman Chalisa. How much more I can talk about it? But each time I found something more to talk. So one group of ladies came up to me and said, Swamiji, we want to hear Hanumanji again. I had spoken on Sundarkand. I had spoken on Hanuman Chalisa. I said, the stories are same. What will I say? So they said, behind Hanuman Chalisa, there's another short little composition of Goswami Tulsidas Ji called as Sankat Mochan popularly, or Shri Hanuman Ashtakam. 8 verses on Hanuman Ji, who is called as Sankat Mochan, the remover of obstacles, the remover of difficulties, the removal of problems or sorrow. So they came up to me and said, will you take that? I had just come from the ashram few years only, and being a disciple of Swami Chidmayananda, nothing is impossible. That's why you see, you know, people say, you know, Swamiji, it's so difficult. Not Gurudev's disciples, you know. So I just said yes to it. And when I said yes, the night before, and of course I had so many sessions, I didn't get time even to prepare before. But one night before, when I used to take a new text, you have to understand it. And I had not been taught Sankat Mochan. We just knew how to sing it. When I looked at it, the same stories of Hanumanji. Everybody has heard from me also a number of times. What will I speak new? It was quite daunting to me at that time that tomorrow I'll go and repeat. And funny thing is, people want the same text, but they want it differently. I'm telling you, in a talk, you crack one joke that you cracked somewhere else and they heard you. It's the same thing. Because in Chidmaya Mission, they expect, you know, something much more. So sometimes you can't even repeat a joke. It becomes very difficult. And can you imagine how many you have to increase to add humor to the thing so that people's attention will be there? I said, how am I going to repeat? But then, Tum Rachak Kahu Ko Darna. I just started praying to Hanumanji and said, Hanumanji, yeah, tomorrow I have to speak on this. I don't know what different can I speak. And as I was quieting my mind and trying to meditate, a sudden revelation came to me. Why did Goswami Tulsidas Ji keep on repeating the same stories in different poetical verses? Such knowledgeable saints don't repeat something. There must be a deeper significance to it. And suddenly the number 8 hit me. We have Shatkams, we have got Dashakams. No? Why Ashtakam? And suddenly the relevance of 8 hit me strongly. You know the significance of 18, 108, or 1008. This 8 number is very significant in our culture, and even in Bhagavad Gita, Sri Krishna says, Bhinna prakriti ashtada. He calls this whole creation is eightfold, made up of the 5 elements: mind, intellect, ego. These 8 go to make the whole universe, and thus this world of our experience, this world of ever-changing experiences, this world of illusion created by Maya is called as Ashtada Prakriti. Eightfold creation. The moment that word 8 hit me, it became very clear. After all, Hanumanji is called as Sankat Mochan. And when we are in Maya, when we are in delusion, then we only suffer. Yeah. First delusion, I forget my infinite nature and consider myself to be the body, mind and intellect. This limited perceiver, feeler, thinker. who experiences the world of object, emotions, and thoughts, and according to his vasanas, likes and dislikes, reaps joy and sorrow. Thus, we live in our life experiencing sorrow. And I'm telling you, how everybody meets each other, have you seen? Nowadays, there's no Hari Om. Even Swamis, they'll meet outside. Hi, Swami! Immediately be, hi! Gurudev say, hi means, hi, hi, I'm miserable, may you also be, you know? It's funny, you stay with anyone. You first ask, hi, how are you? The immediate reply is, fine, thank you. But stay for more than 2 minutes with anyone, you'll find nothing is fine in their life. I used to wonder why saints like Guru Nanak Sahib and all would say, Nanak Dukhya Sab Sansar, that everybody in this world is miserable. Kabir Das Ji says, Tandhar Sukhya Koi Na Dekhe Jo Dekha So Dukhya Hoye. I have not seen anyone in this body happy. Whoever I have seen is miserable only. Buddha also concluded, Sarvam Dukkham Dukkham. Even in Gita, when he describes the world, he says that having come into this world, which is Anitya Asukham, Krishna also called this asukham, where there's no happiness. I used to hear this as a child. I used to think, I think these sages and all were pathetic. That's why they became all these sadhus and ran away and all that. No? People ask also, Swamiji, what were you when you were normal? So I said, just like you. So you'll find that when you meet people, there are moments of joy. It's not that we're all that miserable. But the fact about misery is, you may have 10 occasions of joy, but one sorrow, that sorrow takes over your life or not. And in spite of our knowledge, education, upbringing, talents, skill, ability, there's sometimes in life, we work hard also, but we don't seem to be able to achieve. At all such times, what assistance can we gain? It is said that Goswami Tulsidas Ji also had one very, very difficult period in his life, including illness. A lot of things happen in life of saints and sages also. It happens because they meet so many people, eat so many homes food. And even if you say no spices, but little for taste, no? And little is, how little is very relative. After all, it's the world of Einsteinian relativity. If it's in an Andhra house, your whole body will burn and they will say that is very little chili. So you do not know what is, it's all relative only. So in our life, we try our best, but we begin to fail. What is the assistance we can get? Goswami Tulsidas Ji was suffering, it seems, with some illness or some tragedies or something, and just couldn't get out of it. And that's when he composed this Sankat Mochan Hanumanji. And the way he composed, that temple is also there, I think, in Banaras. Is it not? Some of you have been there. I got Hanumanji at my doorstep, so I don't go to these temples. But yeah, so that is why I got him in Siddhubadi only, so I didn't go anywhere. You know, Siddhubadi Ashram, Hanumanji must see. It's wonderful. There you see him. The poster is there. Most handsome looking Hanumanji. So then it occurred to me that this 8 verses points out to us the 8 causes of our sorrows. See, we generally go to a temple, we go even to Mahatmas and say, oh, I've got this problem, please touch and remove it. Just like we go to a doctor also and you say that, oh, you know, I've got a headache, remove it. Not the head, huh? Please remove my headache. But we don't get to the cause. Our rishis wanted us to get to the cause of our problem. Otherwise, the problem will keep on repeating in different ways, but the problem is the same. What are the 8 causes of our problem and how we can remove it, and how with the blessings and demonstration of Hanumanji can these problems be removed? So even though this simple, in one of the best poetical meters, not very easy to compose also, Goswami Tulsidas ji has made, but the refrain in each of these 8 verses is heart-rending when he says, Ko nahi janat hai jag mein kabhi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Who in this world does not know that Sankat Mochan is your name? Sankat means difficulties. Mochan means one who liberates, frees us from it. And goes to narrate all those incidents where the great stalwarts of society, the powerful Ramchandra ji, the mighty Shakti Sita ji, Lakshman, kings like Sugriv, how Hanumanji removed the problems of the great people, including the devatas. Therefore, who does not know that when anyone had a problem that could not be solved, it was Hanumanji. Yeah? Now, besides going into the depth meditation or significance of it and learning and getting tools for life, there's no doubt that the mere chanting of these verses also and listening to them with devotion, even the present problems will get solved. And I have no doubt about it. Whenever I take Hanuman Chalisa, even before people walk out of the door, they come and tell me some miraculous stories about Hanuman Chalisa. And about that, as logical I may sound to you, I have no disbelief in it. So this Sankat Mochan starts with the story of Hanumanji's childhood. I hope all of you have the book. If you don't have today, make sure that you take the book with you. There are very limited copies, I'm told, because I think in USA they are very conjuice about books. Because they think people don't buy books. They nowadays buy Kindle. So very few stocks are there. Grab it as you go. It's the only commentary available on Sankat Mochan, and it's meant for your regular study and meditation. However, we'll do our best in these 3 days to expound the infinite glories of Hanumanji. We'll sing it. You can repeat after Shalakaya.
बाल समय रवि भक्षि लियो तब तीनहु लोक भयो अंधियारो. बाल समय रवि भक्षि लियो तब तीनहु लोक भयो अंधियारो. ताही सो त्रास भयो जग को यह संकट काहु सो जात न टारो. ताही सो त्रास भयो जग को यह संकट काहु सो. देवन आने करी बिनती तब छाड़ी दियो रवि कष्ट निवारो. को नहीं जानत है जग में कपि संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो. संकट मोचन नाम तिहारो.
Just keep the mic a little bit up. Very good. See how beautiful and musical is this verse. I'll first explain the word meaning. So for those who may not know Avadhi Hindi, so you know what each word means when you sing. Bal samay rabi bakshi liyo. During his childhood, bal samay, during his childhood, Ravi, son, bakshi liyo, devoured. So Ram, bal samay rabi bakshi liyo, tab teenahu lok bhayo andiharo. all the three worlds was immersed in darkness. Tinahu lok, three worlds, bhayo andiharo, it became dark. Tahi sotras bhayo jagako, and because of that, so much difficulties were there. And you know that if the sun does not rise even for one day, yeah, we take so many things for granted in our life. And the funny thing about the sun is, if the sun is covered by cloud, there is no sun. It's depressing. Hmm? And when the sun is shining like it has been in the last few days, it's so hot. Hmm? We keep complaining about the sun, but the sun keeps on still smiling and being himself. But imagine if the sun was not there. Tahi so tras bhayo jagako yah sankat kahu so jatana taro. No one know that how to remove this darkness. Devana ani kari binati. When the devatas, the heavenly denizens, ani kari binati, coming and they pleaded to Hanumanji, chadi diyo ravi kasht nivaro. Hanumanji released the sun and removed the difficulties of the devatas. Because you know, the good people can rule only in light. In darkness, who rules? Yeah? Daytime, you're not afraid to send your children out. Nighttime, you're all afraid. Because you know what happens at night. Chadi diyo ravi, he released the sun. Kashta nivaro, he removed the difficulties of the devatas and the three worlds. Means of everybody. Ko nahi janat hai jag mein? Who in this jag world? Janat means knows. Ko nahi janat hai jag mein? Kapi, o monkey, sankat mochana naam tiharo. That your name itself is the remover of difficulties. So this is the simple meaning. Now we know the story of Hanumanji as a kid. Somebody must have heard it. Some of you may have not even heard it. But it's a fascinating story. Hanumanji, when he was just a very little boy, and little boys are mischievous, as you know. And boy, they can eat. When we have these Balvihar camps and junior Yuvakendra camps, as much as food you order, 5 times a day we feed them, and still the food gets over. And you wonder, every time I tell them, order double than what you ordered, still it happens. Because they burn so much energy, so obviously they get hungry. So Hanumanji was very hungry. And he was looking around, obviously they lived a very healthy, organic life in the forest. So they had no microwaves, no refrigerators. So Hanumanji was hungry. Anjana mother must have been busy somewhere. So he looked up in the sky and saw the sun. And for many people, sun looks like a nice sun-kissed orange or an apricot. And for a child who sees up in the sky and notices that nobody is in the forest, obviously he must have not seen, but he sees for the first, thinks that it's a big fruit. Even as a child, he jumps across the sky to devour the sun. Now when we hear such stories, no, we says, come on now. We have gone to the moon in this country. That is quite debatable at the moment on the website. And these Hindus are still worshipping the sun and telling their children stories of how a monkey ate up the whole sun. Are long before even modern scientists know what the sun is, read the Vedic mantras, the description of the sun, the distance between the earth and the sun, and the diameter of the sun, everything is there. Those rishis would give such bluffing stories. Ravan used to go to the moon for honeymoon. You read Valmiki Rama and it is there. You are still thinking of making a base on Mars. Ravan did it. I'm not joking, it's there. You were told mythology, so you read mythology, you know. Then when NASA shows the Adam's Bridge to be Ram Setu, NASA showed it. But our politicians in India, this is all mythology. This is not, there was no bridge made by Ram Chandra, you know. Then when NASA says this, are you tell me, what is impossible for an Indian? You think you're that ordinary? In a bar in New York, an American, a Russian, and an Indian met. All of them had. The American was boasting off that we have been to the moon. The Russian was boasting off we are about to reach Mars. And they looked at the Indian and the Indian said, we are planning. Our planning, fire plan is still going on for 60 years in India. We are planning what? To go to the sun. Even in that drunk state, those two started laughing, saying that as though sun is easy to go to. It's a gaseous mass where each inch is a nuclear explosion and the diameter of the sun. Are they, even if you reach beautiful Venus, you will be roasted. Try even climbing the Everest and come down from there. You will be peeling. So you think anybody can go up to the sun? But Indian is an Indian. And he says, we have found a way to do it. Now, to plagiarize and patent anything from India is the preoccupation of many countries. So they said, chadi hui to hai, bata de. Yeah. Tell. So he said, I'm telling you, we have found the way to reach the sun. You want to know? You're not going to patent it. Should I tell you? Yes or no? Yes. Hey, don't want to know, why should I waste time? Come on. Yeah. You want to know or no?
Yes.
That Indian said we will go there at night. What is impossible? We'll go there at night. That time the sun is not hot. But we don't understand the mysticism behind these stories. Those who have just now in Alfreta heard about Gayatri Mantra, you've understood what the sun represents in our culture. In the Upanishads, it is said, Yato va imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti. From whom this whole creation comes forth, by whom it is sustained, in whom it dissolves. That is called as the cause. That is the infinite Brahman. And the best representation of that is from where this earth has come, by whom this earth is sustained, and in which this earth is going to dissolve back. Therefore, the best example or symbol of that Parabrahma Paramatma, because symbols also you can't use any, is none other than the sun. Again, when we are children, and unfortunately we forget our childhood, only we say that, you know, bring me back my childhood. Yeah. Oh, kagaz ki kashti. Yeah. But there is a child in each and every one of us even now who would like to sit in front of the grandmother and hear stories and believe in them and build castles in the sky. We have stopped dreaming. And then you go to these corporate courses where they'll charge you $5,000 and say, you know, you must have a dream. You must have a passion. Children do not think about dal aate ka bhav. And you say, no? they don't keep on talking about Trump and Hillary. What is there to talk? As children, we always are fascinated by the sun, the moon, the stars, and we want to reach out to the highest. Sun represents the most glorious, the most brilliant, the highest that we can aspire for. Not just the physical sun. But unfortunately, as kids, we all aspire for it, but we settle for hardly nothing. Pooja Gurudev, if you go on to YouTube, you'll find some very small clips. He says in one of those clips, he says that keep your goals high. So what if you don't reach them? In the journey, what you develop will be much more than what you will settle for in life. I read somewhere very beautifully a beautiful quote which said, the tragedy of humans is not that they set high goals and do not achieve it. The tragedy is they set small goals and achieve it. And they call it very proudly, SMART goals. Have you been to any of these seminars? How smart they are. They teach you to achieve what you can easily achieve, and they charge you heavily for it. And tell you to have SMART goals. Dream for the highest like children do. And not only that, aspire for it and try to reach it. Guruji used to tell us, there's a saying also in Hindi, Are, aim for the sky, at least you'll fall on the khajur tree, on the palm tree. It used to happen with me. Whenever, you know, in India, you know, in flats also on our balconies, we play cricket. Cricket is something, you know. So balls keep on falling down and nobody wants to run down three floors. They'll say, hey, throw the ball, you know. So like that, whenever we pass from down, somebody, the ball falls down and you have to throw it. Even if I had to throw it on the second floor, it would never reach. Even on the first floor, it would never reach. And I know I'm hitting hard. You know, I'm not very harsh or strong person. But I never reach. Till one person taught me. He said, when you hit, you aim for the third floor. Your ball will at least go to the first floor. And it was true. When I aim for the third floor, at least the first floor, my ball went. This is to point out to us that Hanumanji aimed for the highest. And not only aimed for the highest, as a child, attained it. Now in Hanuman Chalisa, that is the significance I generally explain. So I'm giving you a glimpse of Hanuman Chalisa also. But herein, there is something significant. And the language is so unique, so tricky in a way, that the whole thing, when you see Hanumanji as Sankat Mochan, you might think that Hanumanji caused the Sankat only, no? Then how can he be a Mochan? You create the Sankat and then you remove it and then you are a great person. No? How will he be called Sankat Mochan if he created the Sankat? But when we take this subjectively, it is fascinating. That philosophical eternal questions that even philosophers cannot conclusively decide when, where, how the one infinite became the many. How in the supreme knowledge or consciousness ignorance came about. Only in Mandukya Karika this discussion is there. And can you imagine it is there in these simple verses? Bal samay rabi bakshi liyo. In a childlike play, sun represents truth, knowledge. When, where, how? Let us say, God became ignorant to become you. You wonder. Bal samay. And you have seen how children play. They love this play, hide and seek. And nowadays, they only know one thing. After a few years, we will be able to move no limbs. Everything will be only... Dunya ko thenga dete rao. That is all, because don't use it, lose it. Here we see that children love playing hide and seek. And children only, especially when mommy is busy in the kitchen, they'll say, mommy, mommy, take a blanket. And they'll say, mommy, and peekaboo. They just love that. They put peekaboo. Children just love this hide and seek game. You know why they like it? Because that's exactly what God did. Baal samay, in a childlike play, at best you can say that, Ravi Bakshi Liyo. You cover yourself. And then suddenly sometimes you cover yourself with the blanket and then you are inside the blanket. It is dark and you can't get out of it. And mommy, I can't see you. Mommy, I can't see you. Mommy is calling from there. Beta, I'm here only, but mommy, I can't see you. So, Bal Samay Ravi Bakshi Liyo. That you yourself in a childlike play, Ravi Bakshilio, became ignorant of your own true son, that Savitur, who is Diyo Yonav Prachodayat, who is illumining your intellect even now, and you don't recognize it. And therefore, Tina hu loka bayo andiyaro. Three worlds means the hell, the earth, the heavenly planes. Three worlds means your waking dream and deep sleep state. All are in sorrow only. So, Tina hu loka bayo andiyaro. And tahi so trasa bayo jagko. And the first and foremost cause of all our sufferings is ignorance. In the highest sense, ignorance of our own infinite blissful nature, and we consider ourselves to be a finite beggar in this world for some pleasure. So, Bal Samay Rabi Bakshi Liyo, Tab Tina Hu Loka Bhayo Andiyaro, Tahi So Tras Bhayo Jagko, Yah Sankat Kahu So Jatana. And therefore you go around everywhere. If you read Shankaracharya's commentary on the tree of life in the Bhagavad Gita and in Kathopanishad. And haven't you seen, if you have a huge tree, when the birds gather in the evening, there's the cacophony that goes on. He says, everywhere just free me, free me, free me, free me, free me. This is being resonated everywhere. So, Tahi so tras bhayo jag ko yah sankat kahu so jat na taro. So, ignorance of our own true infinite nature makes us beggars of pleasures. And after every pleasure, finally, there's a sense of dissatisfaction. After every pleasure, there is guilt also sometimes. There is greed that arises out of it, and therefore mind remains constantly agitated. And where there is agitation, there is suffering. Whether you call it stress, whether you call it anxiety, whether you call it disappointment, you call it depression, whatever you call it. So, tahi so tras bhayo jag ko yah sankat kahu so jat na taro. Now, what is the solution? Even in this world, if you do not know how to drive the car, you know what you land up yourself into, no? drive the car without knowing how to drive the car. And the most sophisticated equipment in the universe, which creates your universe, we never read the manuals of it. Hey, kya hai ye sab Upanishad padna? What is there, you know? Illa. No good. Show me a movie better. We think that way and we remain in ignorance, suffering. But here you understand who is Hanumanji. Bala samay ravi bakshilyo. And all our great devotees, seekers, whether it was Dhruva or Prahlad, whether it is Nachiketa or Satyakama, they were all children. And therefore it is said even in Bible, a childlike heart knows the truth. They not only aspired for it, they gained it. And you are saying at your age, abhi to main jawan hu. Yeah? I'm still very young. Not now, you know. When I've gone old, and I tell you, you go and tell some elderly people, you know, maybe in your own homes also, or your neighborhood, uncle, uncle, I want to take you. Your uncle means, you know how old he must going to be? Look at you. Arey, you are so young. This is meant for old people. So, okay, uncle, I'm taking you. No, why should I go now? At 85, they don't want to go. Bal samay rabi bakshilyo. The younger you are and you have made your life, the better it is. That's why when we start with the Bal Vihars, don't you regret that if you had got this knowledge in your childhood, you would have not made the mistakes that you made. That knowledge Hanumanji got as a kid. The first one to start Bal Vihar was Prahlad. And Hanumanji attained it as a kid. That knowledge. But Devana Ani Kari Binati, which even the devatas of the heavens cannot remove ignorance because they remain in pleasures. Powerful as they may be, but removal of ignorance is not possible. Therefore, they also have their problems with the asuras. They also have problems with the beautiful Ahilya. Think about it. But Devana Ani Kari Binati Tab Chadi Diyo Ravi Kasht Nivaro. And such a man of realization, such a guru who has gained the knowledge, the sun, when Devana Ani Kari Binati, those of you who have studied Tattva Bodh, Atma Bodh, Vivek Chudamani, or Kathopanishad, you know that this knowledge can become your direct realization. And even to gain this knowledge from the teacher, you need the divine qualities of Viveka, discrimination, Vairagya, the freedom from clinging, attachment to the finite. The six qualities of the mind, Shama, Dama, which means mastery of your mind, mastery over your senses, Uparama, to be firm in your duty, Titiksha, forbearance, that, you know, little hot, cold, and we get so affected, food so hot, you know. Titiksha, Shraddha, firm faith in the means of knowledge, the scriptures and the guru. And Samadhan, single-pointedness of mind. And last but not the least, a burning desire for liberation. This is called as Daivi Sampatti. Those who have got these qualities are considered to be divine. And even in this world, it is these people only whom you say is godly. Because they are not selfish. So Devana Ani Kari Binati. When with such virtues, we approach a master like Hanumanji, a guru like Hanumanji, chaadi diyo ravi kasht nivaru. This son of knowledge of the truth, he reveals to us. And in that aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidahine atma jnana pradanena tasmai shri gurave nama. Therefore Hanumanji represents that guru who has gained this knowledge himself, and when divine students come, gives it out fully to them without any reservation, instantly, and removes the darkness of their ignorance and its consequent misapprehensions, false expectations, and sorrows. Therefore, who does not know in this world ki kapi sankata mochana namatiharo? And Hanumanji, your name itself is Sankat Mochan. And in this life also, when you are lost on the way, you can have 3 Sheelas in your car. I mean GPS. That strong voice of Sheela. 3 GPS in the car and still you can get lost. Because one GPS will tell you go somewhere, other GPS will tell you go somewhere, other GPS will, and once you don't listen to her and she said make a left turn, and you did not make that left turn, then she will take you round and round and round and round and round. I've had experience 2 days ago. Yeah. 3 days ago, okay. Yeah. How nice if on the way someone shows you the path. And more so says, I'll sit in the car and I will take you there. How wonderful, isn't it? So, ko nahi janate hai jag mein kapi sankat mochan naam tiharo. And there is this Hanumanji, wherever he went, who ever needed help. Even in Ravan's Lanka Vibhishan. Even Ravan himself, Hanumanji tries to help. Therefore, ko nahi janate hai jag mein kapi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Now the second verse.
Bali ki tras kapi sab se giri jat mahaprabhu panth niharo. Bali ki tras kapi sab se giri jat mahaprabhu panth niharo. Chauki maha muni sap diyo tab chahiye kon bichar bicharo. Chauki maha muni sap diyo tab chahiye kon bichar bicharo. Kai dvij rup livaya mahaprabhu so tum das ke sok nivaro. Ko nahi janat hai jag mein kapi sankat mochan naam tiharo. Sankat mochan naam tiharo.
Bali ki tras kapis basai giri. This story also is famous from the Ramayana, one of the main stories, that Sugriv and Vali were two brothers. Vali was the king, Sugriv was the crowned prince. They're two brothers living in Kishkindha, and Vali was not only himself quite mighty and powerful, and it is said that once he even put Ravan under his armpit, and monkeys don't use deodorant. And went round the world because Ravan wanted to come and challenge him. That powerful Vali. And this Vali, or Bali, colloquial language, you say Bali, like Vrindavan becomes Vrindavan. But in Sanskrit, it is Vali. So Bali was so mighty and powerful. Plus, by concentrating his mind, he had got the boon that anyone who comes in front of him, half his energy gets depleted and comes to him. First only is one plus. So he's 3 times more powerful than the person. Nobody can kill him from the front. And he's taken the boon that nobody can kill him from the front that way. No, you take the bone that nobody should kill me from the front, which means you are asking to be killed from behind. So whether God did it himself or he got it done, he's fulfilling only Wali's wishes. Why you? Begani shadi mein Abdullah Diwana. Some things can't be translated to English. If you don't know, you don't know it. Yeah? These are idioms. They might appear in movies, but they are idioms in our culture where in somebody's other's life, you kind of dance around, you know. Somebody else's, you can't translate in English. Why are you interfering in God's work? He knows better what is right. Wali had no complaints. Why did he kill Wali from behind? When you take the bone that nobody should kill me from the front, somebody has to kill you from behind. That's it. You've asked for it. You sometimes don't know what you ask for. Isn't it? Will you marry me? You asked for it. Do you know that it comes with a whole package? You thought you were just marrying a pretty girl or a handsome boy. It comes with a package. The Bali ki tras kapis basai giri. Wali was so powerful and he had killed one Rakshasa who was called as Dundubi. And in his arrogance, kicked the carcass of that huge Rakshasa and it fell right in the front of Matang Rishi's ashram at Rishamukh Parvat, Rishamukh Mountain. This Rakshasa's brother, after many, many days or months or years, came to challenge Wali. Sugriva was telling him that, listen, he's come in the evening time, he's clever. Because at night, all negative forces become powerful. He said, "Arey, but I'm stronger, he can't kill me." So he went and Sugriva followed him. But this Mayavi Rakshas, his name was Mayavi also, he went into the cave where it is perpetually dark. That's why you see nightclubs. It's perpetually dark so that the negative forces remain powerful. And you know that Wali told him that, "I'm going inside, I'll kill this Rakshasa for sure." But he was arrogant. "I'll kill him for sure, but if I don't come out after 2 weeks, then you go and save Kishkindha." For 1 month, Sugriv waited, and finally when he saw blood coming out from there, he got frightened. What if 1 month Wali cannot kill this Raksha? What if he killed Wali and this Raksha comes and kills me and then takes over Kishkindha? So he went to Kishkindha, blocked the mouth of the cave and went to Kishkindha, and he was crowned as the king. Now then, when everything is going fine in his life, you also must have noticed, no? Just when everything is going fine, that time only some problem comes. Happens or not in your life? You know, nowadays you fear everything is going fine, so what's going to happen? We look forward for something to happen. Why can't things be just fine? Wali returns after a few days and he's angry, upset, not ready to reason, and wants to kill Sugriv and first exile Sugriv, then chases him round the world to kill Sugriv. And I'll just give you, in short, a great secret. There's so many secrets revealed here. Wherever the problem, there alone is the solution. In Ayurveda also it is said, wherever the disease, there only will be the herbs which are the remedy. Your kitchen is the best remedy source. But we like to go to doctor. Yeah. I'm not saying you should not go to doctor when you don't know anything. But sometimes the best remedy place. Where there are poisonous snakes, there only will be herbs as antidote to the poison. Sugriv went round the world but found that in Kishkindha itself, this Rishamukh Parvat was there where Vali has been cursed and he cannot come. So there he stayed with his ministers, Jambuan and Hanuman being one of them. But always secure on a watch out, because Vali can't come here, but he can send a terrorist for sure, no? So he was always on a watch out. And Sugriv was also mighty and powerful. He was not worried about those things, but you know, he's watching. And then he sees one unique sight. Jata Mahaprabhu Panthani Haro. That time, he sees Mahaprabhu, means Ramchandraji, on the path. Chauki Mahamuni Srapadiyo. He wonders that if Mahamuni Matang Rishi has cursed and Vali knows that his curse is true. Chahiya kona vichara vicharo. Then who are these two? They look like, you know, with bow and arrow, they look like princes, warriors, but they've got matted hair like ascetics. So who are they? Somebody come in disguise to kill me? Even there, Sugriv wants to run away. But another secret that we have to learn. Keep the company of confident people in your life. Not like Kaikai a mantra. Keep the company of confident people. They will guide you properly. Keep the company of successful people. They won't have a complex against you and put you down. Here, he wanted to run away, but Jambuan and Hanumanji said, first let us find out, these are friend or foe. There also he trusted only Hanumanji and told Hanumanji, and Hanumanji was a master of disguises. Kedvijay Rupa Livaya Mahaprabhu Sotum Das Ke Sokanivaru. He told Hanumanji, you take a form of a little Battu Brahmachari. See, a spy also must be accordingly to the, you know, the place. Now there's a forest, there will be ashrams, there will be Brahmachari students. And little Brahmacharis are talkative, so they will be curious, who are you? Where have you come from? Why have you come here? Nobody will suspect. So Hanumanji takes the form of a little Battu Brahmachari Brahmin and goes. Kaidvija Rupa Livaya Mahaprabhu. And I tell you, sometimes, you know, this restriction of time, I've also been told, we're going to drop the watch. That section in Valmiki Ramayana, the way Hanumanji goes and asks Ramchandraji and gives his, you know, asks his introduction. Those who speak on Valmiki Ramayana, Vak Patutvam, they to just go on upon it non-stop. Because in life, I tell you, people can think you to be a saint, gentleman, and very knowledgeable till you open your mouth and start talking politics. Everybody knows what is there inside. If you want people to think that you're wise, keep your mouth shut. Very often it's like that. Ramchandra turns around to Lakshmanji and says, he is no ordinary little Brahmin. He is the knower of the four Vedas, of all literature and grammar, the way he introduces. But I tell you, Goswami Tulsidas ji, the way he has described this meeting in Kishkindha Kand of the devotee and the Lord, it's just, you know, and the book I have given those verses, how beautifully Ramchandraji, Hanumanji observes, Kotum Shamal Gaur Sharira. Who are you two? One dark like the rain cloud, other fair like lightning. What a combination, these two brothers. Gaur Sharira. छतरी रूप फिराऊ बन बीरा. You look like Kshatriya as warriors, and yet you're roaming around like ascetics. And you see, now he's asking a question Ramchandraji has not answered. Ramchandraji is quiet. So he is trying to discover for himself. And where does the devotee's eyes fall first? Kathina bhumi komal padagami. The ground is very hard, but your feet are very soft. Therefore you can't be forest dwellers. Kavana hetu bana bicharahu swami. Therefore, why are you in the forest? And then when he's feeling, because his, when you say balasame rabi bakshi liyo, it means that sun itself was the guru of Hanumanji, who revealed the knowledge to Hanumanji. And he had told him that now go and son, serve my part manifestation Sugriv, my son Sugriv. And then you will meet your master. You know, one of the most important things in life is to discover your purpose and to recognize, according to your purpose, set your goals. Here it says, first go and you serve Sugriv. But if you serve Sugriv well, one day your master, your lord, is going to come to you. Your purpose of life will be fulfilled. When he is in front of Ramchandraji, the feeling that he gets, his guru had told him that when you meet your master and you are attentive, you will know. He says, are you... what I'm feeling right now, are you so divine that you look like the two amongst the three, Brahma, Vishnu, Mahesh? They said, they are three, they are two. Are you Nara and Narayan? Or are you that Supreme Lord who has taken avatar to remove the burden of this world? Ramchandra said, he's come too close. Now Hanumanji is pretending, and Bhagwan says, Chal kapat mohe chidra na bhava. You can wear all these vibhutis and chandans and go to the Lord. You think he can't see through us? Huh? You hide, he hides himself from you. You expose yourself, he exposes himself to you. And that's possible only in love. Bhagwan immediately says, yeah, that you are saying, I'm the cause of the world. Hum to Dashrath ke jai. We are the effect, son of Dashrath. You think I'm... Vishnu, somebody has kidnapped, Janak Putri Sita. You think I'm Narayan Narayan, I'm running helplessly trying to search for my wife. He doesn't say all this, but he disguises. But when he says this, who did not know Dashrath Putra Ramchandra Ji is, who he is? Hanumanji immediately fell at the feet of Bhagwan and started weeping. Mor nyao mein poochha sai. It is but apt that I am a jiva in ignorance and I could not recognize you and asked who you are. Tum kyu poochho nar ki nai? Why are you asking me who am I? Don't you know that I am your sevak? And I forgot you is one thing. If you have forgotten me, then what is there to save me? And he falls at the feet of the Lord. And when he falls at the feet of the Lord, when there is love, there is no pretendance. There are no masks we put on. And when Hanumanji appeared in his Vanar form, and I'll explain tomorrow the secret of what we mean by Vanar or Kapi. When he appeared in his Vanar form, Bhagwan did not pick up that sacred Brahmin, did not even touch. But that monkey, which is considered to be inauspicious, he picked it up and embraced him and said, So ananya jake asi matinatarai hanumanta mai sevak sacharachara rupaswami bhagavanta. He says, he is my single pointed ananya bhakta. Never separated from me, ananya bhakta. Who's this attitude, this knowledge never ever fades away, that all these people in creation are my form only, and never forgets I'm here only to serve. Main sevak sacharachar roopa swami bhagavant. Now Hanumanji found Ramchandraji and it is said that once you get the Lord, there is nothing more for you to attain. You have attained bliss. But look at Hanumanji's compassion and love. He has got the embrace of bliss. And whenever I try Hanuman Chalisa, I have to end at this point only. I don't know why. It's such a beautiful, yeah? The Lord and devotee in each other's arms. What is that significance of that? Yeah? It's the embrace. It's called in Gita Brahma Sparsha. The embrace of bliss. After that, there remains nothing to be attained, nothing to want. And yet, this is what the people in the Himalayas, the sage and sages told our Gurudev. That for a student to survive under a great master like Taponji Maharaj and attain it, you are the rare one who has been able to do it. Why do you want to go down in this terrible world? You will go down from the Himalayas, but they will not come from that 1 kilometer drive because they have to spend on petrol. People are not interested in all this. You stay in the Himalayas, revel in your bliss. The people only want astrology, astronomy, some miracle, because bina chamatkar, no namaskar. Ye lecture, discourses, Vedanta, knowledge, ye kya hai, you know? Better break one coconut and then, you know, I'll get 1 million. What else, you know? This is what? Who is interested in this self-development knowledge? That also they will go and spend $1,000 to just earn how they can get a few hundred thousands, that's all. Who's interested? But the compassion of such masters, having attained the bliss himself, Hanumanji tells Ramchandraji, there is one more sevak of yours sitting up there. He will help you find Sita and he is in distress. You can remove his problems. And you know the story that he built the friendship between the two. Bhagwan Kilwali and Sugriv became the king. Tum upakar Sugriva hikina Ram milaye Rajpadadina. But there is a greater significance to this story. Avidya, kama, karma in Vivek Chudamani or in the Upanishad is pointed out as the three causes of our bondage and suffering. Vali represents karma. Karma means the result of our action is also called as karma, which today we call as our destiny. And our destiny is such that wherever you go, you may change your place, you may change your partner, you may change anything. It chases you like Wali. But there's a secret. There is one place, whatever problems you may have. What is the mountain's name? Rishyamukh. When you are Rishi Mukha like you are now, when we are in satsang, whatever problems may be there outside, temporarily, have you forgotten or not? You're protected from your destiny or not? But now and then a terrorist attack suddenly comes, no? Oh my God, I forgot this in the house, no? Oh, the children, I would have eaten the food or not? that wali is our result of our own action, karma. When we remain in satsang, wali cannot touch us. But in satsang, amongst the saints and sages, when we have that faith in that one guru, then it is the guru who brings the Lord to us. And shiyante chasya karmani tasmin drishte paravare. Aneka janma samprapta karma bandha vidahine. When all your results of action, all your bondage, all your sorrows that comes to you as a result of your own action, karma or destiny. And destiny is not some God-written fancy. It's a result of your action. That's why we call it as karma. That karma, by bringing you close to the Lord. The only way to face your destiny and to conquer your destiny is that when you have the Lord, the president's pardon. Is it not? So now you can understand how much significance is there. We'll continue with the remaining verses tomorrow. We'll start at sharp 7:30. Please be here by 7:15. The chanting will go on. As you go out, if there's any books remaining, please buy it. Go to the bookstall. There are many wonderful topics for you, which will also help your youth, children. Grab it. If you have been inspired and you found this session beneficial, even the hall is almost full. I'm sure if our heart is large, we can always make more space. It doesn't require much these days. Broadcast. Call up and let as many people know about this. You help them to remove their sorrows. For life, they will be grateful and happy. And Hanumanji is known his popularity, but people need to know. Our reach and publicity very often is very limited, and people also don't know what it is. So if you can reach out to as many, and especially bring your youngsters, who will find it not only inspiring to have a hero like Hanumanji, but will benefit very well for these talks, because none of the talks that you may hear in the motivational courses cover the theme so elaborately. And as you go on seeing, you will see more, much more. So please inform as many as possible. The continuous series of talks. So whatever is there, cancel it, I'll tell you. Expose your mind to satsang, then satsangatve nisangatvam. We have not exposed our mind.